Adore.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right. Yeah, I didn't hear that, but whatever. You probably hear me talking. Play. We're going to have to play a clip at some point. Play like a bell for me. Play the bell to start the show. There we go. Now we got some audio. Nice. Very nice. Folks, they humiliated Joe Biden last night. Did you see it? Absolutely humiliated him. Can you imagine? You're the president of the United States. You think you're like the big cheese, right? You've got people kissing your ass all day, people feeding you. You don't even make a phone call. You don't when you're the president. You know what happens? They say, get so-and-so on the line, and Waka, the White House Communications Agency, they'll tell you, oh, now you can pick up the phone. You don't even have to dial the phone. You ask for a suit to be pressed, carpet. That's what the nickname of these people who they come over and do it. You get the carpet guys. Then you get the ushers who help you. The ushers help you with your food and everything like that. The White House mess feeds you. And then what do? They humiliate Joe Biden. The kid sniffing, woman groping, sociopathic, lying, plagiarizing, storytelling loser gets bumped till 11:30 Eastern time. Who is still up at 11:30? Who's up at that time? Michael just said it. Michael's like, how the hell did he stay up? Folks, I got an update on the cold plunge. I know a lot of you were fascinated by the story yesterday. My battle with the cold plunge begins. You heard me rave about Beam every week. Go get it now. They're offering the largest discounts at shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. Get a good night's sleep. So this morning, woke up, jumped in the cold plunge, and I just turned it up a bit to like 47, 48 degrees, and I wound up staying in the plunge for 2 minutes. But folks, I still got out of there. I still got out of there shivering in a near George Costanza-like situation. Some of you will get that. In the chat, you can fill in others. I also voted today. I'll get to that in a second. Hey, many Americans are tired and frustrated by a stalling economy, inflation, endless wars, and the relentless assault on our values. Thankfully, there's companies like Patriot Mobile that still believe in America and our rights. Proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They're on the front lines fighting for our rights, the sanctity of life, our military and first responder heroes. Take a stand for conservative causes and put America first by switching to Patriot Mobile today. You get the same nationwide coverage as the big providers because Patriot Mobile operates across all three major networks. Plus, they back their service with a coverage guarantee. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team will find the best plan for your needs. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT right now and get a free month when you sign up. Just use the offer code Dan. You got it? Don't get fooled by other providers pretending to share our values, have the same coverage. They don't and they can't. So join me. Switch to America's only Christian conservative mobile provider, Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT for your free months of service today. We got to do a double bell today because I didn't hear anything. But now very nice. So, folks, I voted this morning. I even got my little sticker. Look at that. Voted in Martin County. You like that? All cutesy time. Very nice. I would have put it on my shirt, but it says don't get dead and voted, and, you know, and conflicting messages. So the craziest thing happened. You know what I did? I took out my wallet. This is nuts. Are you ready? Liberals! Liberals, are you ready? This was so racist. I'm sorry. I have to fess up. You say Republicans were all horrible racists. I did something racist this morning, folks. I'm sorry. It's terrible. What do you think it is in the chat? Ha, it shrinks. Some of you caught that. Try to cold plunge. See what I mean. I produced an ID, and the craziest thing happened. The lady said to me, wow, is that you? And I said, yes, it's me. And you know what happened? Nothing. I went and voted. It was the weirdest thing. So crazy. Florida primary today. Make sure you get out and vote. It's your last day. It's election day in Florida. It's our second primary. It's like 10,000 primaries in Florida. Justin did not vote yet, which is, folks, everyone in the chat, make sure you remind Justin to vote. I'm going to check his voter file. If he doesn't vote, you can tell if he voted. So if he didn't vote, we are going to publicly expose him. You are to go and vote today. It is a mandatory order. So voted with ID, which of course is incredibly racist. When I showed up, matter of fact, I showed my ID and the guy was like, wow, Mike, is that racist or what? You can't show. I got to tell you, I'm really puzzled. I'm still puzzled to this day. How you can run a DNC, right? Humiliate your guy, demand 8 different forms of ID at 37,000 checkpoints, and then claim that showing a driver's license is somehow racist. I still can't believe Democrats insist that black voters can't figure this system out. And black voters who support the Democrats accept this. Yes, can't figure it out. Way too hard to show an ID. It is the most racist thing I've ever heard. Folks, let's get to what happened last night. New York Post, this is probably the best cover they've had in a long time. Past his bedtime, Dems deliver the final insult to sociopathic kid sniffing, woman groping, loser, fine people hoax promoting, fake storytelling, autobiographical story making upper, Joe Biden. The plagiarist, sniffer of children, groper of women, taker of foreign money and influence peddling, loser, bum, loser. I have zero sympathy for this piece of garbage and what he did to the country. So what'd they do? They delayed his speech. And I'm going to tell you something. I can't prove it. I'll throw that because I'm not a Democrat and I don't keep touch with a lot of Democrats. Obviously, I'm a conservative. But I think they delayed the speeches last night on purpose. I think they wanted to push Joe Biden. Here's how we can prove it tonight, okay? Here's a little test. Folks, chat folks, yes or no? Yes, they delayed the speech on purpose to kick him into almost midnight so nobody would see Joe Biden. And, oh, hey, baby, Pharma! Hey, baby! Did they delay it on purpose? Yes, Bongino. On the case! Or no, they didn't. Their excuse was a lot of people clapped. A lot of people clapped. Interesting, the RNC didn't have that problem. You know, they actually have applause lines built into speeches to wait for people to clap. I am telling you, they did it on purpose. Here's the test. You guys ready for the test? So Obama's speaking tonight, right? I think it's his night tonight. Obama's speaking tonight. If Obama speaks before 11, 10, 10:30, and they make sure Obama gets out there on time, you will know it was the final, if you know what I mean, to Joey Boombots. You know it. Watch tonight. They won't bump Obama to midnight. Biden didn't get out there till like 11:30 at night, didn't finish till after midnight, screaming and yelling like a lunatic. So I decided to play the lowlights of this disgusting filth bag speech. He said fine people. He was screaming and yelling and foaming again, the foam. You know the foam? Foaming. It looked like they must have given him some stimulants to stay up past his bedtime. Screaming about how great he is and wonderful. He, I gave everything. Yes, you did, to screwing up America. We're going to play this. I'm going to stop it at certain points. I'm going to play about a minute plus of it. That's it, because there were so many negative points to the speech. It was hard to sum them all up. But here's some of it. Play this, and we might stop it here.
We're not without electrical, not without electoral.
Wait, time out. Hold on, pause for a second. What? Electoral? Are we talking about the elections, election? Electricity for the electoral. What are we talking about? The computer. The answer is nobody knows what he's talking about because it's Joe Biden. Nobody knows what this life loser is talking about. Okay, move on. Let's hear a little more.
Border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. Happened.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden is bum who's let 8 million people we know about into the country. 4 times what happened in the 4 years of Donald Trump. And likely another probably 5 to 10 million gotaways we don't even know about. Is running on the border screaming like a lunatic after his Botox injections. That's a good one. What time was that? Was that like 12:20 or something? Were the Democrats like, were they snoring at that? Oh, let's go on. Let's see what
Donald
else he has
Trump
to say.
Said, and I quote, There are very fine people on both sides. My God. That's what he said.
Okay. This lying bum, loser, grifter, woman groping, kid sniffing, influence peddling, father to a drug addict loser, right? Loser, bum. That's who he is. Has to keep stoking racial hatred in this country by lying constantly about the fine people Charlottesville hoax, where Donald Trump said the opposite of what this bum is saying he said. Bum. He, quote, completely condemned the white supremacists. Now, Democrats, you're dumb shits. I get it. You won't actually look it up. But if you did and you were not dumb shits for a day, okay, you would figure out that Donald Trump actually completely condemned them. Now, why does your bum loser president keep saying it? Because he's a bum. He's an evil piece of garbage who wants to stoke racial hatred in the country. He wants the place to burn because he's evil. That's why. This is the party of joy. It's like Ren and Stimpy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. This is the party of joy. Stirring up racial hatred, screaming and yelling like a maniac. This guy's a bum. Total bum. So glad he got humiliated last. I woke up this morning and I clapped for the Democrat. You clapped for the Democrats? I did. Yes, Democrats. Humiliating this bum last night in front of the whole world. Let him go on.
That's what he said and what he meant. Oh, from his own chief of staff, a four-star General John Kelly, that Trump went in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of the in France. The brave
another hoax.
Service members who gave their lives to this country.
Well, watch the fake anger at the end. Watch
suckers
it.
And losers.
Watch.
Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
I don't know, because he didn't say it. That's a total hoax. It's been debunked 100 different ways from Sunday. And you like to fake rage and anger. Foaming, spitting, crap in the diaper he's probably wearing, peeing himself. He didn't think he's anybody because he didn't say it. You moron. You guys a bum. Total bum. When did that happen? Was that like 12:45? Was that 2 a.m.? When they Democrats trying to hide this bum? Let's see what else he had to say.
They're the ones we're going to bring back. That's not hyperbole.
It's because which means
Medicare
he's lying.
No longer has to pay those exorbitant prices to the big pharma. It's Republicans, Democrats. We saved democracy in 2020, and now we must save it again in 2024.
Wait, time out. Okay, so first, the Medicare thing, he's absolutely lying on a beat big pharma. Here's what this bum did. They instituted communist price controls over a series of drugs. What happened is the pharmaceutical companies now, because they can't make money on drugs they've spent billions trying to invent, are now cutting their R&D departments. Again, Democrat dipshits, you can look this up. These companies are public. Democrats are like, what does that mean, man? I know you're morons. Public companies have to do public filings. You can look up their quarterly filings. You will see in their last filings that the drug companies that are keeping you alive, if you're a senior or a cancer patient, are cutting R&D budgets because of this bum's communist price controls. You can look that up if you want. I know you won't, but you can try. And on the Save Democracy thing, Save Democracy, does that include jailing Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, George Papadopoulos, investigating Carter Page, spying on Donald Trump, Judge Merchan's gag order, convicting Donald Trump of fake crimes with no victims? I mean, this guy's so full of shit, folks. He's like a baby's diaper, okay? This is the most disgusting, pathetic speech. And again, I applaud the Democrat elders for the first and last time for humiliating this bum in front of the whole world. Let's finish this off.
You know, we have a thousand billion in America.
The bloodbath. Another one. Another
he
hoax.
Loses in his words.
He's talking about the car industry. That it? Okay, good. The bloodbath hoax. So we had the suckers and losers hoax, the fine people hoax, and the bloodbath hoax. The guy is a bum. He's a lying bum. I have zero respect for him. I'm glad he was humiliated. I can't stand this guy. And I'm going to tell you this. And you can argue with me all you want. I love you in the chat. You're entitled to your opinion. I respect it, but I'm going to disagree if you disagree with me, because I'm telling you I'm right. This has been the most destructive president we have had in the last 50 or 60 years. Obama was horrible. No doubt. This guy makes Obama and Jimmy Carter look like Bill Clinton. He is horrendous. The guy is a freaking horror show. Last night was an embarrassment. And I don't want to get out and ahead of myself because it's only Monday. And they could turn it around. Last night, I'm telling you, was a train wreck. You had liberal outlets, even this morning, Playbook and Axios, these communist outlets acknowledging yesterday was a total hit show with an S in front of it. The times were, the speeches were dry. The security was crap. It took people an hour and a half to get in. The arena was empty for large portions of the day. The speeches were terrible. Biden was terrible. The enthusiasm was all fake. It was a total mess. The highlight, this is how bad it was. The highlight of the day for the Demon Rats yesterday was AOC. Easily the dumbest member of Congress. Of course, Dan Goldman being the dumbest male member of Congress. This is the dumbest member. There has never been anyone with a lower IQ than this idiot. AOC gives this speech, and this is like her 50th different accent. She's tried to be like down. She's always pretending that she's from Westchester, folks. Do you understand? You guys know New York at all? Westchester's like where the rich people live. That's a suburb north of New York City, north of the Bronx. That's where she grew up. She's not like Jenny from the block. So she fakes this wannabe down. I'm actually from New York City. I lived in Queens. My dad lived in Jackson Heights. So did my grandmother. I spent a lot of my childhood there. Doesn't AOC represent Jackson Heights? She lived in Westchester. She pretends she's down. She doesn't know anything about the neighborhoods we grew up in. Here she is with another fake accent, screaming like an idiot. Check this out.
And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life.
On our way of life. What is that? What is that? What do they call it, Michael? Sudden onset urban accent. See, I never needed to fake that. I actually, living in Florida and Maryland after leaving New York, my New York accent's been watered down a bit from living, you know, you'd say water up in New York. It's been watered down for being gone for two decades now. But unlike AOC, I actually grew up in New York City. Oh my gosh. That was the highlight of their day. And then the bum went on at 11:30, talking till after midnight. Oh man, I think I wet myself. Did they change him backstage? Someone get the wipes out? What a mess yesterday. Now listen, again, don't get ahead of ourselves. It's not over yet, okay? You watch what they do with Obama tonight. It'd be like a coronation. Obama's like the Messiah for them. They golden calf him every single time, right? I'm going to tell you this. If they don't clean this mess up, she's not going to get much of a bump out of this at all. I mean, yesterday was a disaster. And the problem they have right now is the black cloud of Joe Biden hangs over their heads. What are they going to do the rest of the convention? They've got to run away from the last 3.5 years. One quick thing, and I'll take a break. They couldn't even fix the platform. Greg Price, hat tip. The official DNC platform was released the other day. It makes 5 mentions of Biden's second term. They didn't even edit the platform right. Look, there it is right there. President Biden's second term. What a mess. This first day was a train wreck. They can still save it. The Democrats, you know, one thing they can do sometimes is they can put on a show. But I'm telling you, as objectively as possible, yesterday was a train wreck. And if you think you're getting a bump out of that, Big Pharma, Joe Biden crapping himself on stage. You're out of your mind. You know, the Republicans got beat up for something they did yesterday. I disagree. I'll show you what I mean coming up in a second. And a major, major, major update in the Secret Service case. I told you, if you're listening to the show, you knew this right away. Hey, you asked and MyPillow listened. They're finally bringing you the most requested offer ever. Get the queen-size premium MyPillow, now only $19.98. MyPillow is made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Keeps your head and neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long, so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. Get their six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets, only $25. The brand-new mattress topper as low as $69.98. And get their famous MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $25 and so much more. I use all these products. If you're not sleeping on a MyPillow, you're sleeping on second best at best. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982. Use promo code Dan to get huge discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow, only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. Don't delay. Order today. Thank you, MyPillow. We appreciate it. You know, a lot of people out there were all banged up about this yesterday. Like, man, what were the Republicans waiting for? Folks, listen, you listen to my show. I don't need to justify this. You guys already know. I am no fan of the establishment Republican Party. I think you guys know that. The motto of the show is Republicans are not the solution to all your problems, but Democrats are the cause of them, right? We said it over and over. However, there were people like, oh, this is, you know, a bad idea. They should have done what they waited for. This was a brilliant idea. So they were putting together this case against Joe Biden. And yesterday, right before Biden speaks that night on Monday, they released this impeachment report showing what we already knew, that Biden and his family took something like $20 million. Watch this Fox News report. There is no better way to show these people, we're not done with you. And let me tell you something to the Biden crime family. I am going to push every member of the Republican Congress in the next Congress, even though you think you're gone, if you will be gone, you're not running again. It's not over. It's not, we live in a country of laws. I am absolutely convinced you may be on the wrong side of them. And I'm going to make sure every single one of them enforces the law appropriately with you losers for selling out the United States. This was a great idea, releasing the impeachment report that night. Check this out.
House Republicans finding President Biden and his family received more than $27 million from foreign individuals and entities since 2014. Lawmakers call it an impeachable conduct. Brooke Singman is in Chicago with this story. Brooke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ainsley. I obtained a copy of this 292-page report from House Republicans. They're on the House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committees, and they've been leading this impeachment inquiry against President Biden for months. So they said their investigation found that President Biden engaged in impeachable conduct and said he abused his office and, quote, defrauded the United States to enrich his family. Republicans revealed that since 2014, the Biden family and its associates received more than $27 million from foreign individuals and entities. They also found that while Biden was serving as vice president, the Biden family got more than $8 million in loans from Democratic benefactors. And they say those loans have not been repaid.
Guys, I'm watching the chat. I got to tell you, I love you guys in the Army out there. But you keep, a lot of you keep saying the same thing. You keep saying nothing's going to happen. I agree. Nothing's going to happen. What did you don't need to convince me nothing's, I've done shows about nothing happening. And what if I, I'm going to move because I can't. Do you understand that? Yes, nothing is going to happen. They're Democrats. Of course, nothing's going to happen. However, we have the opportunity here to inflict at a minimum political damage. What do you want them to do? Just ignore this? Forget it. You know what? Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about Donald Trump. I get frustrated because I don't think you understand politics. 17-20% of Biden's voters in the last election had no idea about the corruption. Someone just wrote, we got to move on. It's Harris. Yes. Yes, it is Harris, who was part of the Biden administration. So the question to Kamala Harris in debate should be, what did you know about the $27 million? No, you're right. Let's just talk about Donald Trump. And sorry, guys, I don't mean to be frustrated, but you know what? I do mean to be frustrated. I categorically disagree with you. The Democrats understand ruthless politics. Joe Biden knows the fine people thing is fake. He knows it. There's a transcript. Why do they keep doing it? Do you see Democrats in their chat going, Joe, move on? Why not? Because they know how to inflict political damage. What part of that are we missing? This is how you do political damage in politics. You expose. The difference is our stories are true. Biden is actually corrupt.
I'm sorry, guys, but really, the show may not be for you. We're going to have this fight till the end of time, and I'm just going to annoy you. You really want to let all this stuff go? I'm not doing it. Absolutely not. That's not how you do political damage in politics. These guys need to pay, and their party needs to pay for hiding it. Because they're frauds, they're fakes, and they're phonies. Did you see what happened yesterday? Did you notice how many inconsistencies were in this series of DNC speeches? Do you see how many times the Democrats in one sentence in a speech would attack the rich and the wealthy, and then 5 seconds later talk about how the stock market's up? Well, what is it? The stock market, which is primarily invested with pension funds, some rich folks, some middle class folks, but there's no question wealthy folks can get rich in the stock market. What is it? I thought you just said wealthy people are the problem. Now you're celebrating the stock market. 5 minutes later, I heard someone talking about the CHIPS Act, where they gave billions of dollars to a bunch of multi-million, $100 million, $1 billion chips companies, and then they're complaining about corporations not paying taxes while they give them your tax money. Then I heard this one lady, this idiot, you know, liberals, they love Ivy League colleges, they love the university system, complaining J.D. Vance went to Yale. Folks, we got to beat these people. This isn't time for pussyfooting around, man. This is time for ruthless politics. The difference is the Democrats repeat shit that's fake. We have stuff that's real. Trust Brother Dan, please. All right, I want to move on. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to get back to the Secret Service story because there's a lot of conspiracies going on about the Secret Service story, and I'm trying to tell you to stay focused. Here is the question right now. You got it? Everybody checking in? Don't tap out on me. This is important. Who the hell was the shooter working with, and why is everybody so eager to make this story go away? The body's already been cremated. No, oh yeah, there's no digital footprint at all. Oh, really? That's the question. I'm telling you, people are distracting you. There was no water tower shooter. It did not happen. Every shot's been accounted for. The 10 shots, 8 from crooks, 1 from the local, 1 from the Secret Service. Don't get lost. There are people trying to distract you. There's a real question out there. Who the hell was this guy working with? And was he in contact with any government informants? I'll talk to you about the shot thing in a minute because something I told you early about the guy getting fragged, now you see what happened. Hey, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Listen, I've been there. It's not just about feeling tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take on every aspect of your life. But guess what? There's hope on the horizon. It comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. It's been a game changer for me. See, when we're sleeping well, we're sharper, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. Like the show today. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's our science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Beam's now offering Bongino listeners an exclusive discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Our last sponsor, and then back to the Secret Service story. Got a credit card? We'll get the coin card. Number one question I get from listeners is, how do I stay in the conservative fight, support the parallel economy? Where's my money going? Well, let me tell you something. Most of those credit card companies are funneling millions to left-wing causes and candidates, and they're really hoping and praying you don't notice. Now you have a choice. Coin, COIGN, COIGN. It's America's conservative credit card. Find them at coin.com, COIGN.com.
With every transaction, you help Coin advance conservative causes and charities at no cost to you. Coin empowers us to take back our country with every swipe. It's a great-looking card you'll take pride in using. It's bright red with We the People on the front. Coin works everywhere Visa's accepted, comes with a 100% U.S.-based customer service and consumer protections. It's the only card worthy of your wallet. Start earning cash back while fighting the liberal agenda today. Apply now at coin.com, C-O-I-G-N.com. Be sure to select the Dan Bongino Show and that How Did You Hear About Us section. We'd appreciate it. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details. Thanks, Coin. We appreciate it. Folks, don't get lost with this Secret Service story. Can't tell you enough. The biggest question out there they want you to be distracted from is who the hell was this guy working with? Why is nobody talking about it? Do you notice online there's a proliferation of these? There was a guy in the words, folks, Clay Higgins, who's one of the most conservative members of Congress, is doing his own investigation along with others. You're not going to find a more conservative guy. This guy has absolutely no reason to lie to you. Was at the scene. There was whatever's in that water tower or you saw a movie. It's not, it was not a person. There was no shooter up there. There was no shooter there. I can't tell you this enough. I've trusted people on the inside. Has anything I told you about this case not panned out? The answer is no. I've told you about 10, 15 things 2 weeks ahead of the news. If you go back and listen to my shows at the RNC and do a fact check on me, I'm asking you to do it. I talked about how initially that the, when the guy was shot, the shooter, Crooks, that they got fragged. Him and apparently a couple of law enforcement officers too. Now we know why. Again, you were weeks ahead of the news cycle. It turns out that a local counter sniper, local meaning not Secret Service, who I told you shot first, you already knew that, but apparently hit the rifle butt or the bore of the rifle and caused the frag. It did not hit Crooks, though, which is consistent with what I told you. Zero Hedge reporting this today. Local cop, not Secret Service, shot Trump rally shooter first. When the SWAT officer saw Crooks moving around the rooftop, this hero here, he quickly left his post and sprinted towards the man, running to a shot position, said Higgins. This is Clay Higgins in his investigation. He stopped Crooks by hitting the rifle. And importantly, Higgins believes the shot from the local sniper damaged the buffer tube on Crooks' AR. Higgins added later, citing eyewitness testimony, the next shot which killed Crooks, which is what I told you, came from the Secret Service counter sniper. Again, Higgins is one of the most conservative members of Congress. This guy has no reason to lie to you. Why would I lie to you? I'm the one asking all these Secret Service people to resign and step down. I mean, I'm certainly not defending them. I'm not spinning your wheels. Everything I told you was true. Go back and listen. I told you there was a frag incident, fragmentation. Now we know where it came from. It came from the initial shot from the local where they hit his rifle. So it would be accurate to say the local sniper stopped Crooks. The Secret Service killed him. But again, I saw a bunch of people online going, you know, they definitely fudged the story, but they did. The Secret Service sniper did actually kill him. That's not inaccurate. But they didn't stop him first. It was the local guy. And that's how you know about the frag incident first. But the 10 shots are accounted for. I promise you they're accounted for. 8 from Crooks, 1 from the local, 1 from the Secret Service. There are no known other shots out there. If there were, I would tell you, if new information surfaces, I will happily correct it. I'm just telling you from trusted people, I've applied the Bongino rule times 10 on this. I've waited for like 5 or 6 different people to confirm what I'm telling you. The 10 shots are accounted for. I think there are people out there, I'm convinced, who are trying to distract you so you forget what happened with Crooks. That's why. They do this all the time, folks. They do this all the time. They feed information out there. Look, 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 squirrel. Don't do it. Folks, Biden's political protectors are gone now, too. So he's going to have real trouble. And again, I'm sorry. I spent a lot of time on that before. I could see Guy already getting frustrated before he's move on. But you need to understand ruthless political politics are a necessity to be in this space. We cannot let Biden off the hook for the malfeasance. You know why? Let me ask you, can I just give you, like, as a cop, a basic kind of analogy story here? Why do you arrest a bad guy after he, say, robs a woman on the subway? Crime's over. Why not just let him go? It's already over. What's the point? The answer is because you want to send a message to both him and other criminals that if you do said bad thing, there's a penalty, right? I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just telling you, the same thing goes with ruthless politics. The reason the Democrats keep arresting Donald Trump every time on fake crimes is it's not about Donald Trump. They're actually helping Donald Trump. They're trying to send a message to other Republicans that if you try to pull what Donald Trump pulled by going after the swamp, that we're coming for you next. I know you guys get that. That's the reason we can't let any of these Biden scandals go. None of them. We shouldn't let the Obama Spygate scandal go either. Real clear politics. Good for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz and Daryl Issa demand answers on the Secret Service cocaine cover-up. Did you see this story in Real Clear? You want to talk about a banger of a story? It turns out that according to this reporting by Susan Crabtree, the old Secret Service director apparently was pressuring this guy who was the acting chief of the uniform division to destroy the cocaine evidence in the White House. When the guy didn't do it, he was apparently passed over by promotion. Here's the crazy thing. The decision to bypass this guy, McCauley, a black man, raised eyebrows within the agency because they're in this DEI push that Kim Cheadle herself championed. The story gets even worse. This other guy, white, is responsible for a vault where the evidence was kept, including the cocaine. It's supposed to be stored for 7 years per agency protocols. According to several sources in the Secret Service community who spoke to Crabtree, this guy received a call from Kim Cheadle, the old director, someone speaking on her behalf last summer, pressuring him to destroy the evidence after the cocaine was tested by Homeland Security's and the FBI's crime lab for fingerprint DNA analysis. Folks, this is a huge scandal. I'm telling you right now, they know who brought that cocaine in the White House. This is the kind of thing we absolutely cannot let go. Biden's political protectors are gone now. This is the time to enforce the law and move in. The Democrats are the ones who said it, did they not? No one's above the law. No one's above the law. Either is Joe Biden. Now's the time to send a message. You guys aren't above the law either. But I want you to listen to this because I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on the verge of something really scary. I don't know, you know, Tim Pool, he's a podcaster. I've been on his show. Tim Pool did this segment the other day. I don't want you to be surprised one bit because the Democrats, nobody knows how to abuse power better than the Democrats. Do not be surprised one bit in September if this insane Judge Merchan in New York tries to put Trump in jail. I can tell you for sure that plans are already being made. Do not be surprised. I want you to listen to this segment and tell me what you think on the other side. Check this out.
Tony Saruga says multiple high-level sources have stated the New York City Department of Correction is making arrangements for Donald J. Trump's arrival at Rikers Island in September. He tweeted this. This is just yesterday. President Trump will 100% be sentenced to prison on September 18th. I'm told the sentence will be 1 year, but we'll see. The Marxist judge could change the sentencing at the last minute, but he's definitely sentencing President Trump to at least 1 year. Rikers Island already has special accommodations ready. This is 2 months before the election. This has got 3.1 million views. I don't know what his source is. This guy is just, he's a contractor. He's a philanthropist.
CIA whistleblower.
Is that what he says? CIA, NSA contractor, whistleblower, Intel ops.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's probably got some sources, but it is all rumors right now. Yeah. However, Hannah Claire made a good point. Kamala's not committing to any dates past September 10th for a debate because she maybe knows something Trump doesn't.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I don't know his source, folks. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know his source. I'm telling you from my sources that plans are already being made. That doesn't mean they know about the sentencing. They could just be planning for security reasons. I'm just telling you, do not be even remotely surprised if this tyrant commie Merchan puts him in jail or tries to. Makes sense with Kamala with the debates, doesn't it? Folks, you see how this ties in my little rant here? The show is never random. Well, the rant was kind of off the cuff, but it wasn't random. The Democrats have learned to abuse power. Take power and subjugate people who are innocent, us, conservatives. We have an opportunity right now to use the same power to go after people who've actually broken laws. There's a difference between us and them. I want you to listen to Kamala Harris here. And again, another recently surfaced clip. Does this sound like a woman uncomfortable with abusing power? You really believe if she were to win in November, she's going to pardon Donald Trump? If Donald Trump loses, there is zero chance they don't put him in jail. It was like a triple, quadruple, double negative. They absolutely put him in jail. Absolutely. Listen to Kamala, who seems really comfortable flexing her pen to ruin people's lives. In her own words, not mine.
I learned, I think I was, 22 when I started that work. I learned that with the swipe of my pen, I could charge someone with the lowest level offense. And because of the swipe of my pen, that person could be arrested. They could sit in jail for at least 48 hours. They could lose time from work and their family, maybe lose their job. They'd have to come out of their own pocket to help hire a lawyer. They'd lose standing in their community. All because of the swipe of my pen.
Does this sound like a woman who's a member of a party? She's the titular head of right now, who is uncomfortable within said party of abusing power. There is zero chance Donald Trump stays out of jail if Kamala Harris wins. Zero. He just said it right. He and I kind of like movies and like, you know, sci-fi. I like spy stuff too. There is this one. This is like out of a James Bond, like a James Bondville. With the swipe of my pen, I put people in jail. Let me prepare you for something else, too. You ready? Folks, red flags in the chat, please. Get them up. Get them up! Mark it, flag it. Okay, 11:43, live radio show, live podcast. I've already told you that there's going to be massive violence if Donald Trump wins between November and January. They are desperately going to stop. They will do anything to stop him from taking office. They will try to hurt him. They will try to stop him. They will do anything to stop the certification process, I promise you. Dan, you need to back that up. Ladies and gentlemen, I always do. Here is another crazy Democrat. In addition to Biden, in addition to AOC, in addition to Kamala Harris with the swipe of my pen, here's Hakeem Jeffries, the most powerful Democrat on Capitol Hill. Here he is on CNN. I want you to listen to the implication he makes here. If Donald Trump wins, that they're not going to certify this election. You better start getting ready for this right now, Republicans. You better have a plan. Listen to the winky, winky, nod, nod here and tell me what you think. Check this out.
Donald Trump and his allies are already starting to lay the groundwork to contest the election results in November. Are you confident that a Republican-led House will certify the 2024 election in January?
I'm confident that we're going to do everything that we need to do over the next few months to make sure that House Democrats take back the majority so that the American people do not have to encounter that question.
Folks, that was a simple question. Fellas, was it not? Are you going to do everything in your power to make sure? I mean, it's a pretty simple question. He could have just come out and said, listen, whoever wins on election night and gets the votes, we're going to certify it. He could have taken a shot at the Republicans, you know, even though they cheated and scammed. I'm just trying to think like a crazy Democrat for a second, right? Even if you believe 2020 was legit, what has two thumbs and doesn't think that? This guy. But say you're a crazy Democrat and you think there was no fraud whatsoever in 2020. It was a perfect opportunity, right? Was it not? What should you guys know? What should he have said? He should have said, we're not going to be like those crazy Republicans who thought we stole 2020. Donald Trump wins. We'll make sure the process is smooth and fair. Notice he didn't say that. Listen to me and get ready now. Mentally start hardening yourself up. Get like a football helmet of steel around your head and get ready to go, because I'm telling you now, the violence is going to come from them. Mark it, flag it. I have absolutely zero doubt. And not only are they going to become violent, and by the way, for the 10,000th time, I resolutely, completely condemn the red line crossing of political violence, because there's no going back. They don't feel the same way. And I'm telling you, they are not going to certify this election. They are ruthless. You see what happened in Georgia? In Georgia, the Georgia Election Board, they're pushing forward these really modest modifications. You basically have to make the voter tallies add up with the number of people who showed up. They're also allowing monitors at every place there's balloting, ballot boxes and elsewhere. The Democrats are going crazy in Georgia. They're losing their minds. They are ruthless. You want to play ruthless politics? Folks, it's time to put the big boy pants on and let's rock and roll. You release the impeachment thing the night Biden talks. Yes. You go after Biden and the family for breaking the law. Yes. You expose Kamala Harris for being a communist. Yes. And don't fall into this trap, by the way. I talked about this yesterday. Please don't fall into this trap with just really, honestly, weeks to go until early voting. I'm asking you again as your friend. I love you guys. And I'm kind of having a little buyer's remorse. I know I keep going back to it, but I really love you guys a lot. And I love you being here. And I hope you don't. I wasn't trying to be a dick in the beginning of the show. I'm just trying to win. I'm just trying to win. And I'm seeing this frustration with our own party spill over into negative tactics and stuff. And we're starting to buy into failed strategies. The only strategy to win is to be as ruthless as the other guys right now, within the bounds of the law and morality. They won't do any of that. And I don't want you to fall in these traps either. My good friend Lawrence Jones at Fox, who's a super nice guy, did a pretty good interview with Buttigieg this morning where he told Buttigieg, did you see it? He told Buttigieg, it was great. He's like, you know, listen, Pete, the people being killed in Chicago look like me. They don't look like you. And by the way, they're governed by people with your party label. But Lawrence did a man on the street interview. And there's a positive and a negative to this. I'm going to play the clip and let me give you the positive and negative first. The positive is, a bunch of minority voters who in a liberal city, Chicago, are now open to voting for Republicans. Thank you. Listen to me. Period. Full stop. Thank you. We want your vote. This is how you win. We need you. We want you. I'm begging you to take a look at us. I'm not running. Take a look at the party. Because again, we may not be the solution of all of your problems, but the cause of your problems in Chicago are unquestionably Democrats. Thank you. The downside to this is what happens at the end. Folks, politics is sound bites and snapshots. Nobody's looking at platforms. Please don't buy into these. They're not doing it. I'll show you what I mean. Check this out.
Church yesterday to talk to the voters to find out what they think about this election. And you said when it's a big difference having Kamala at the top of the ticket versus Biden.
Yeah, Ainsley, I decided to go back to my roots as a preacher's kid and go back to church. I had the opportunity to talk with the voters, and I talked about the elephant in the room. Is there pressure within the community to vote for Kamala Harris because she would be the first? And this was the reaction.
Is there any pressure in this election based on the historic nature of Kamala Harris being the first black woman on the ticket? Does that put extra weight on your decision this election time?
Absolutely not for me.
I would say
none at all.
No.
Yes, there's definitely a lot more pressure. I want to hear more about what she's going to do. Mm. Because being black is one thing, but we've had black people to disappoint us. Mm. And so being a woman is one thing, but we've had women to disappoint us. Mm-hmm. So I think the main theme is, what is your platform?
Thank you for considering the Republican Party. I mean it. But with respect, what part of what the Democrats stand for are you still unsure of? I'm not asking to be an asshole. I promise you. What part? The Democrats have run the city of Chicago for 50 to 60 years with an absolute majority, a monopoly, forget majority. The crime, the businesses moving out, the confiscatory taxes, the broken healthcare system, the broke pension fund, the dirt in the streets, the crime everywhere. What part could you possibly be confused about? They're not confused, folks. We just have to get better at the sound bites. The Democrats have been better at this for years. Hope he changes, you know, this other bullshit. Kamala Harris is terrible at that. Kamala Harris has an awful platform. Her platform is communism and price controls, despite Axios' attempt to hide this morning. And Kamala is terrible at the sound bites and snapshots, too. She's awful. She can't do a quickie soundbite. Her snapshots are terrible. She's always cackling and looking like an unserious loser. Here, I want to show you something, too. She's never going to be able to escape from Biden. Tying it back to the beginning of the show. The Democrats have a real problem the next few days. The black cloud of the Joe Biden presidency, which everybody hated, is hanging over this convention. It's really hard for them to pseudo-celebrate Joe Biden last night and now today tell you how bad he sucks and there's going to be a new tomorrow. It's them who did it. Here's Anita Dunn. This is, listen to me. This is Biden's right-hand man, or woman in this case. Here she is, listen to the end of this, basically saying like, oh no, like Kamala Harris, yeah, it's a continuation of everything in the last 3 years. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do to escape from this. Watch.
That he helped save democracy in 2020, that under him we've proven that democracy can actually deliver results to people. And now it is time for Kamala Harris to get elected and to continue that work.
They will continue to go with this, pun intended, the continue line. They don't know what to do. Don't forget, people know the Biden presidency sucked. It sucked so bad they had to push him out at 30% approval. He is going to go down, I promise you, as one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. What, easily one of the, easily top three. They're trying to run on a new tomorrow, joy and hope and change. Change from what? Democrats? Here's the soundbite portion I'm telling you about. Kamala Harris finally answers a question about her communist government takeover of the economy. And I want you to listen how she uses a bunch of capitalist buzz terms here, but she can't decide in this minute-long answer if investing through government spending is giving people money or taking it. Listen, listen, this is super important. Don't, folks, you're not allowed to go anywhere. 152,000. Get more friends in here for this clip. Ask your liberal friends to watch this and say, what is it? Are we taking money from people through the taxes they want or giving them more money? What is it? What's investing? Watch how she goes back and forth and can't seem to decide. Take a listen.
Economic policies last week.
Yeah.
Can you explain how you're going to pay for those? And can you give us a sense of what other policies you want to unveil going forward?
Sure. Well, I mean, you just look at it in terms of what we are talking about, for example, around children and the child tax credit and extending the EITC. That is, it's at $6,000 for the first year of a child's life. The return on that investment in terms of what that will do and what it will pay for will be tremendous. We've seen it when we did it the first year of our administration. We reduced child poverty by over 50%. So that's a lot of the work. And then what we're doing in terms of the tax credits, we know that there's a great return on that investment. And when we increase home ownership in America, what that means in terms of increasing the tax base, not to mention property tax base, what that does to fund schools, again, return on investment. I think it's a mistake for any person who talks about public policy to not critically evaluate how you measure the return on investment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is an idiot. In this exact, this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Joe Biden, the stock market's at a record high. We hate rich people. The CHIPS Act was wonderful. Corporations suck. We love universities that are liberal. J.D. Vance went to Yale. Kamala Harris. We got to give people tax credits so they can keep more of their money. But then at the end she goes, and we need to expand the tax base to take more of their money. You just said the opposite thing. Is anybody else catching this? Chatsters, anyone? Nothing these people say is meant to stimulate the intellect of sound, smart, rational people. This is designed for morons. This is why I'm saying to that lady, oh, we got to see the platform. Nobody cares about platforms. They don't have a platform. It's all about sound bites. Want to see how sound bites and snapshots are done? Play that Trump clip over there. This is how it's done. Watch this. Fight, fight, fight. That's how it's done. Don't get frustrated, man. It's your time to execute. Again, I voted today. It's a Florida primary. Everyone get out in Florida and vote. It is our job to vote. I got to tell you, again, I'm sorry I didn't vote early in this primary, the move thing, but vote early. I always do. It's actually the first time I voted on Election Day, I think in like, gosh, probably close to 20 years or so. So I always vote early. Bank your vote. Execute. Vote. Take 10 people with you. Execute, execute, execute. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Please give us a follow on Apple and Spotify. We'd really appreciate it. We've been rocking up those charts. Really matters to us. Put us in the top five. We so deeply appreciate it on PodTrack. Thank you so much. Also, give us a follow at Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino. Click that follow button. It's free. Download the Rumble app. And if you don't like ads, you don't want ads, Rumble Premium's there for you too. We'd really appreciate it. I'll see you on the radio show here and Rumble in a few minutes. And back here at 11 a.m. Eastern Time live tomorrow. See you then.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.